Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. With me this morning, I have George Schultz from Quality Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Welcome, George. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful.
That's great. You look wonderful.
Thank you. That's a lie.
So, George, you are the general sales manager for Quality.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing the general sales manager position here probably about a year and a half. Before that, I was a salesman here and been in auto management probably about 5 years now.
Oh, yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself, George. How do you fit into the Quality as far as, I don't know, where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, I started off in the auto industry about 13 years ago.
Yeah.
I was driving all the way to Springfield every single day. From here.
Yeah.
And
do you live in Jerseyville?
I live in Jersey County, yes.
Okay.
I'm 1/4 mile inside the county line, so I don't got to deal with Madison County.
Okay.
So I drove all the way to Springfield for 8.5 years and took a position in St. Louis as a finance manager and loved it.
Yeah.
But I hated the hours.
Right.
So ended up here at Quality, and I just love these people. They're great. They're awesome to work for.
Now, are you a family man?
I definitely am a family man.
Are you?
I'm not just a family man. I'm an assistant pastor at a church here in Jersey County.
Well, I'll be darned. What church?
Cross Point Church in Fielden, Illinois.
Okay.
And so my family's rooted here, and my wife grew up here. So.
What's your wife's name?
Ruth.
Ruth. All right. And you guys been together how long?
It'll be 16 years on Friday.
Oh, yeah? 16 years. Okay, I like to ask this question once in a while. Tell me about your first date. What happened there?
Well, we went and saw a movie and a drive-thru at McDonald's. We had her daughter with us, and we come back home, and we sat in her driveway and talked for probably about 3 hours.
Did you feel like she was the one?
Well, I knew she was the one.
You did?
Yeah.
On your first date, you knew she was the one.
I knew that because... when I was at church, I was praying that God would lead me somebody, and I'd been getting nudged to talk to her. I said, well, she was always there or not there, and I said, God, if it's meant to be, let her come this morning, and she walked in 10 minutes late, and I knew it was supposed to be her.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. And you have some children?
We got her daughter and then 2 kids that I adopted from a previous marriage.
All right. Great. What's their names?
Emily, Lexi, and Jonathan.
All right. 2 girls and a boy, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Quality. You've been with them. They have another store.
Yes. Right? They've got a store in Alton. The store in Alton is Quality Buick GMC Cadillac. They used to be Quality Pontiac till Pontiac went out of business, and they bought the into the Buick franchise, Cadillac, and GMC, and they are the best outfit that I've ever been part of.
Really?
They care not just about the sales, they care about the customer as a whole and their employees.
Yeah. Who started it? Who founded Quality?
You know, I want to tell you the answer, but I know it was Chad's grandpa, Mr. Stevenson. I don't remember his first name.
Is he still around?
No, he's not. And then Chad's dad, David, and his brother ran it for a while. Then David took over, and then now David is still the head of it, but Cody and Chad are taking on more responsibilities.
So do they go back and forth between Alton and Jerseyville?
Cody is down in at the Alton location. Chad handles the Jerseyville location, but they're both my boss.
Okay. Do you work at Alton at all?
No, I don't go down there at all. No.
No. Okay. Tell us, let's see, you came here when? When did Quality come to Jerseyville?
Quality, it was I want to say it was almost 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, they came before that. They bought this location 3 years ago. Before that, they had put a little satellite store in the old bank right in front of Sinclair's.
Oh.
And it was just called Quality Auto Network. And they sold nothing but used cars there. And then they had the opportunity to buy out Marty Kinsella, and they did that.
Okay. And then Marty Kinsella, I know he had bought that out from the Ritter family.
Yes.
And they'd been in business for many, many years here.
Oh, yes.
Town.
We still get a lot of customers that come and said, I bought all my cars here.
Yeah.
And so we just roll with it.
Yeah. I get a chance to talk to Barry. Do you know Barry Ritter?
I've never met Barry. I've met Joe, but never Barry.
Okay. Yeah. Barry's his dad. He's a good guy. He's still going. He's like 93, still driving. You know, lives on his own. He does chores, mows, runs his tractor. He's amazing. I love that guy. Anyway, so what about quality? What do they do?
Well,
what sets them apart from other dealerships?
Well, I would like to sit here and tell you a whole lot of things. The only thing I can tell you is the way we treat our customers.
Okay.
Because when I worked in St. Louis, I would get a deal. And that's when they hand us something. And it was a number. You were number 1583, whatever it was. Here at Quality, every single customer matters, not just right now.
Oh, you're saying the customers were a number.
The customers were a number, exactly. They were just another number. I mean, if you didn't buy a car there, they would sell it to somebody else immediately right after. They didn't care if you did it. Here, we care.
Uh-huh.
Because we have to care. We have to take care of it after the sale. Because to be honest with you, I don't want to be sitting at George's eating a sandwich and somebody come up to me and tell me, hey, your salesman treated me like crap.
Uh-huh. So
we can't do that. Yeah. We got to treat the customers right.
Yeah, this is small town here.
Small town USA. Love it.
Yeah, it is small town USA. Love it. Yeah. So you take care of your customers. That's the number one thing.
That's number one. Everything else takes care of itself if you do that.
So the vehicles that you're selling, you do the Chrysler. What's your biggest seller of the ones you sell?
Well, in Jersey County, I would have to say probably our 2500 HD trucks, the heavy duty trucks. So that way, you know, farmers, we're in farm country.
Right.
And they need something to work with.
Yeah. Why do they like the 2500? I know it's a heavy duty truck, but why do they like the Dodge versus others?
Well, it's got better pulling power.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you put a Ram up against a Chevy, against a Ford, and I'm not going to say any of them are bad vehicles because I'm not going to bash the competition. But the pulling power,
it's got good pulling power.
It'll outpull anything.
I'll be darned.
It'll pull your house down if you try.
Really? What? Why has it got that? Just the diesel engine is?
Not just the diesel engine. I mean, the 6.4 gasser will still pull just as good. It doesn't squat the truck. It doesn't tear it, make it feel like it's overburdening the truck at all.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, how about the Jeeps? Those are popular.
Well, the Wranglers are definitely going to be is a staple. I mean, when you think of Jeep, you think of Wrangler. But they're coming a long way. They've got some really nice luxury vehicles in there, too, with the Grand Cherokees and the Grand Cherokee L. Now you get a third-row Jeep. You get into the Compasses if you want something a little smaller, gas saver. But there's options for everybody now. It's not just the Wrangler.
Uh-huh. Do you have a lot of – but Jeep's a pretty good seller, though, for
you. Oh, it always will be.
Everybody loves a Jeep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife wanted a Jeep, but here's why I didn't go with the Jeep. Because the one thing we wanted was to be able to take the top down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew if I got her a Jeep and that was her only car, I'd be – taking the top down on the weekend, and then like Sunday or Monday morning, I would be putting the top back on it. I mean, are they making them any easier? So we end up getting a convertible.
Well, for people that don't want to take the top down, they have what's called a one touch. And it doesn't necessarily come all the way down, but it opens up the whole length of the vehicle. And it gives you the ability to have a convertible without having to mess with taking the top off or anything like that.
Ah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's a really nice feature. Yeah. And you can order that on any of the trim levels.
Okay. So besides you sell some used cars too there?
We sell a lot of used cars.
Do you?
We are, I would have to say in the Jersey County area, we are one of the number one used cars dealers in the area. We move a lot of cars. Last month, we sold almost 50 cars at the dealership, and of the 50 cars, 43 of them were
trade-ins.
Were either local trade-ins or stuff that we've purchased at the auctions.
I got you. So, is that because you give a better price, or what is it?
It's not necessarily we give a better price. We're able to get people approved. Let me retract that. A lot of times it's more like we work with the customer to help get things done. I can get people approved. That's been my niche, is working with subprime customers for years. Uh-huh. And with people less than perfect credit, we can get them done. Uh-huh. Also, it comes to, we got a bunch of really good salespeople that pay attention to what customers they've talked to. And say you've been in there and you're looking for a one-touch Wrangler like we talked about. Uh-huh. And we get one in, our salespeople are remembering who they talk to. And they're calling you and saying, hey, we got this one-touch you was looking at. Come take a peek at it. And most customers, when you remember them and you call them back, they get excited about that.
When you talk about, do you have some special financing? Do you use, like, through your company financing or others?
No, it's all 100% outside financing that we use. But we do have some really good aggressive banks.
Okay. What are the interest rates going now on that? Well, varies?
It varies. The going rate right now is anywhere from 6% up.
Uh-huh. But well, if you can get it for 6, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it's all credit-based, you know.
Yeah. So. Now, you do other things. You got new cars, you got used cars, and you also have a mechanic shop.
Yes, we have. We've got one of the, actually, our mechanic, I can brag on this, our mechanic shop back there has been voted number one in the St. Louis metropolitan area, yeah, month after month because of our surveys that Chrysler gets.
Yeah.
So we've got a really good service manager. His name's Keith Allen. Yeah. He took over right before us a couple years ago, and he has literally turned that garage around.
Do you just take care of your own customers, or somebody can come in there with something going wrong and they never bought a car from you or anything?
You can bring your car that you didn't buy from me there, and we'll work on it.
You will?
Yeah.
All right. I got you. So, you do any body work or just?
Our Alton store has a body shop. Okay. And they're really good.
Okay. There again, do they just work on their own stuff?
Nope. And anything that we are not limited to what has got a quality label on it.
So give me a little info on the car industry as a whole. What is, you know, of course, we had COVID and couldn't get cars. What's transpired over the last year?
Well, I mean, you're still having the issue with getting cars, and that has everything to do with greed from the people that are trying to sell them. Yeah. But as time progresses, we're able to get them a little bit more easily. But the new car manufacturers is the ones that's controlling a lot of stuff, and they don't give us the new cars as quick as possible. So that's why you're seeing an uptick in the used cars.
Is it just you, or what's going on? How come? Because why aren't we having more new cars? Because of the strike? Because of the chips? What is it?
That's a good question. And realistically, there's not a right answer that I could give you on that, because the simple fact is. They want us to sell more, but they don't give us enough.
Uh-huh.
And that's not just Chrysler. That's across the board. You look at some of the dealerships. You drive through Springfield and look at them. Because I used to work up there every once in a while. I get up there and look. And their car lots are empty. Uh-huh. And it doesn't – I don't understand it.
Yeah. How about – what do you think about the electric car business?
I think it's got its place, but I don't think in Jersey County it's gonna be something that's gonna take off right away. I think that this might be political, and I shouldn't probably say it, but I think they're jumping the gun on everything just due to the fact that our infrastructure isn't strong enough to support what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I think that That's probably true across the board. Yep. How about with you guys? You got any great deals going on for people that are maybe shopping for a car?
I tell you what, I didn't look this morning as I should have, because everything changed with the new year and the second of the month. But the one thing I can tell you is I'm not sentimentally attached to any of those vehicles. They all can go.
Well, do you got anything else you want to add to this little interview this morning?
Yeah, I'd just like to tell everybody, hey, come out and see us. We're shopping local does matter. And it don't matter what your credit's like. You come see me, and I guarantee you I'll treat you the same no matter what your credit score is. And we'll do our best to earn your business.
George Schultz from Quality. Here locally in Jerseyville. Thanks for coming in, George.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you.